Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. And we're talking about overcoming bitterness. Bitterness gives you a bad taste in your mouth about something or some person. We need to deal with bitterness. Have you had pain and sorrow or anger or destructive things that have occurred? If you don't deal with that properly, you'll get bitter. God wants you to let go of all of the bitterness. We saw Esau and Jacob. Jacob cheated Esau out of his inheritance, and he got bitter about it. And it caused him to have a hatred and even a murder attitude, wanting to kill him. God does not want you to have that attitude. You need to forgive those people that have wronged you, that have hurt you, that have cheated you, that have been destructive against you. Have you been cheated out of some things in your life? Remember, it's the devil working through people or through circumstances. It's not God, and don't ever get an attitude of being bitter against God. Instead, get in His Word, follow His ways, and He will bring His blessings to pass in your life. In Exodus 1, we saw where they were in hard bondage and their lives were being lived in great bitterness. If you've had a hard life, don't be bitter, and especially don't blame God and don't blame other people. Just realize that the enemy has worked through circumstances, but God can turn it around. This is the first day of the rest of your life. Make the decision you're going to go forth and follow the Lord. He can turn around that hard bondage, that hard life, and bring forth His life. His life will bring forth peace and joy and health and prosperity and victory in your life. If you've had bitter water in your life because you've been away from the Word of God, know that that's the problem. You need to get in the Word of God. You know, don't be one who murmurs and complains and gripes. Realize that God has given you His Word. If you'll learn to hearken to the Word, you'll be victorious. You know, they had the bitter water there in the wilderness, and He said the answer was to take that tree, stick it in the water, and it will turn that bitter into sweet. Of course, the tree speaks of the cross, where Jesus went to the cross, bore away our transgressions, our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace, and He took the sickness and disease so we could be healed. And this means the fact that everything that sin brings, that brings bitterness and destruction, can be turned into sweet when you look at what Jesus has done for you. He's redeemed you from death unto life. Have you had some things that have occurred in your life where it has been destructive and bitter things have happened? Bitter water, bitter experiences will cause a curse to come upon you. I've seen so many people that have been bitter in their life, and they've had then all of a sudden physical problems that come, arthritis or emotional problems, or things start occurring in their mind. It's because of that bitterness. See, bitterness is opening up the door for the enemy to work, and it will draw the curse. It'll cause the curse, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, or in what area, whatever area, it'll come upon you. You've got to deal with that bitterness. Many times, death has brought bitterness. The story of Ruth, Naomi's husband and Ruth, her husband, and the other daughter's husband, the husband and two sons all died, and it brought bitterness. And their wrong reaction, of course, was to blame God. Don't blame God. What was the problem? They made a mistake. They went out of the land of promise into the land of Moab, out there where the Ites are, and you get out into the enemy's territory, and you're not going to be protected. And death came upon her husband and the two sons. Well, they made the wrong reaction. They wouldn't admit their mistake. Instead, they blamed God for it. That's the greatest mistake you can make. Maybe you made some bad decisions, and you've been reaping what you sow. Don't get bitter about it. Look for God to work things out. Maybe you made a bad partnership or a bad friendship or a bad decision, got involved in some wrong things, and you're reaping from it. Well, just repent, confess that sin, turn around, look to the Lord. He will turn things around in your life. Hannah was one who was barren, and she was in bitterness of soul because of it. And if you are lacking a promise of God coming to pass, this would be not only barren as far as a situation where she didn't have the child. But if we're barren of the promises of God and fruitfulness, what's the answer? Don't be bitter in your soul. Go to God, get doing what His Word says, and He will perform His Word in your life. Praise God. In 2 Kings, it talks about how they were bitter when they found no help for them. Well, they were looking at all the other sources except for the Lord. So many people, they look to themselves, or they look to the worldly ways, or they look to a person. They look to a particular person that they look up to be the help for them. You know, you can't look to another person. You've got to look to the Lord. The Lord is your source. People will fail you, but the Lord will never fail you. And don't get bitter if you haven't seen help come. It's because you've been looking at the wrong source. You look to the Lord, and He will come to your aid and help you in time of trouble. Job was one who, because of his fear, drew all kinds of destruction, opening up the door for the enemy, pulling down the hedge of protection. Because of his fear, the things that came upon him came unto him, and things that he greatly feared came upon him. He lost his family, lost his property, lost his health. And he began to complain. He was bitter at God. He was consumed with bitterness. When you're consumed with bitterness, guess what? You're going to lose the things that God would bring forth in your life. You're not going to enjoy the things of life. He was consumed by this bitterness. He wasn't enjoying life. It'll just wipe out the things that God wants to bring forth. And then he did the wrong thing, of course, accused God. Well, down the line, he finally came to the place of repentance. Not only did he forgive and pray for his friends, but he also realized he was uttering all these things against God that were not according to knowledge. And he repented and turned, and then that loosed God's blessings to come. And God turned that captivity, and he blessed him with twice as much as what he had before. In Psalm 64, verse 3, the Bible talks about bitter words. Bitter words are like a sword. These are word curses. You can send curses at people through your words. Bitter words are like shooting an arrow at someone, or like sending forth something like a sword cutting them. Bitter words are like a sword. Word curses that can go forth and bring destruction. Don't let your words be speaking forth anything that is contrary to the way of love or the Word of God, or you'll be sending forth word curses, and it will bring destruction against another. Proverbs 14, verse 10, the heart knoweth his own bitterness. You know your own bitterness. You know the problem with many people is they suppress it. They suppress it rather than deal with it. Don't suppress it. It won't go away. It'll just eat at you. It'll defile you. It'll cause you to have curses come upon you in the area of physical ailments or emotional or mental problems. You need to deal with it. Many people try to suppress the hurts and wounds and all their bitterness in the past. No, you need to repent, deal with it, confess the sin, forgive the person, let go of it, and get your eyes on the Lord and let Him heal you and restore you from the effects of that bitterness in your life. Proverbs 17:25. Here it talks about a foolish son's a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bare him. If you have a child that's been rebellious, it can bring bitterness to the parents. Don't let that come to you. You need to keep your eyes upon the Lord. It will pull you down. You know, many times I've seen parents or grandparents, they seems like all they live for is for their children. And then their child's rebellious or does foolish, destructive things, and it just tears the parents up. Of course, you're not pleased whatsoever. But don't get bitter and don't let it bring damage upon you. You're not going to be pleased, of course. At the same time, don't get bitter. Don't let it be destructive. Don't start condemning yourself, criticizing yourself. You know, you can't control the outcome of people. If you've given them the Word of God, if you trained them up in the ways of the Lord, and you've sown the Word of God or called them to repentance, and they haven't hearkened, then what's going to happen? They're going to be reaping what they sow. You don't have control over people's wills, and we can't control the outcome of people in our life. Very important. The Bible talks about the hungry soul. To the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. That's in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 7. Here's the case where a person has a hungry soul. That's someone who doesn't have the Word. They don't have the Word, then they're going to be easily deceived. And if you're easily deceived, you'll think that the bitter things are sweet, and you'll end up walking in the wrong ways. Be sure that you're filling yourself up with the Word of God. Over in Isaiah chapter 22, in verse 4, here's a situation where because of the things that have happened in a person's life, they're all bitter. You know, have you been rejected? Have you been abused? Have you been exploited? Have people used you? Has there been abandonment in your life? Have you been traumatized by situations that have occurred? Don't let yourself get into bitterness and hold that in. In Isaiah 22:4, it says, I'll weep bitterly, labor not to comfort me. Otherwise, he didn't want to be comforted. He just wanted to sit there and continually cry and be sad and not be comforted, just hide and escape in his bitterness. That is a wrong reaction to things that have occurred that have been destructive in your life. Instead, that brings that old self-pity attitude into you. Don't comfort me, just let me alone. No, you need to be ministered to. You need to turn away from that. Don't hide and escape in the bitterness. That's just going to eat you up. Over in Lamentations, the Bible talks about there where there were some friends that were dealing treacherously with this one woman, and they became her enemies. Have you had it where friends have dealt treacherously with you? Maybe they betrayed you, they abandoned you, they believed lies about you, they turned against you. And what did it do? It caused her to be in bitterness. Well, we're never pleased when people do these things to us, but you've got to learn to forgive that person. You've got to learn to separate the sin from the person. You cannot let bitterness come in up to you because people have betrayed you or abandoned you. You forgive them. If those people are going to walk in those kind of ways, then you just separate yourself from them and just believe that God's going to bring other friends, because a true friend loveth at all times. Isaiah chapter 38. Hezekiah was one who, it talks about here, he was in bitterness of his soul. In fact, he just resigned himself to it. Many people, they just resign themselves to continue in bitterness. That's a great mistake. He said, I shall go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. And he goes on and says, behold, for I had peace. For peace I had great bitterness. This is Isaiah 38:17. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness. But thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. How did he get to that place? Because of his sin. Sin will take quite a toll upon you, and it will cause you to be in bitterness of your soul. And it will rob you of your peace. You won't have it. But praise God for the love of God, the mercy of God. He will come and deliver you from the pit of corruption. He will forgive you of all of your sins, and he will set you free from all the effects of bitterness. Have you had bitterness? Learn to forgive. Learn to repent. Learn to confess that sin. Let go of it. And get your eyes upon the Lord and walk in his ways, and he'll turn things around in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.